This podcast contains content that may be disturbing to some listeners. Check the episode description for more details and resources. And as always, take care of yourself. I nearly canceled on Rosa that week, but Zora asked me to go.
I don't want to leave you here alone again.
I'd left our room only a handful of times over the 3 days between Kim's death and therapy with Rosa. To get Marina from school, a few times to use the bathroom, twice to eat, and only then because Zora made me.
Please. I know. I'm hurting too.
Another beat, and I nodded. Zora exhaled and kissed me on the cheek. Rosa didn't comment on my appearance, even though I hadn't showered in 3 days and had barely run my fingers through my hair on the subway to make it at least somewhat presentable. She wore a pantsuit. I wore jean shorts and an old tank top. I sat down across from her.
Kim died. 3 days ago.
I'm so sorry. She meant a lot to you.
I didn't want to come here. Zora asked me to, and she was right, I think. I knew I was. I mean, I don't know what. I feel like I did after Asher.
You feel the same way you did after your son died.
It just hurts. My heart hurts.
I'm really glad you came today. I didn't know Kim, but I can't imagine she'd want you to sit in your room and go back to the dark place over her.
No. She wouldn't. I just don't know how to do this.
Do what?
Not have a fucking breakdown? I don't know how to grieve like a normal person, and I don't want to have a breakdown. Kim was good. She was a good fucking person, and this is just shit. It's all shit. She didn't want to die. Do you know what she said to her husband when I was at the hospital? She said she was scared. She wasn't ready. There are so many people like me who just want to end it. And how is it that someone like him, who's so good and has so much to offer to the world and who wasn't ready to die, is just gone? I just want to understand it. Everything is so fucking mixed up in my head, and I know that none of it really matters because we all die anyway, but I know that, and I still just can't.
I sat back on the couch, my chest heaving. I felt Rosa next to me, putting her arm around me. In, then out. Then in, then in. No. Then out, then in.
All of this that you're feeling, it's so normal. It's not fair. Nothing about this is fair. And it sucks that you have to deal with this, especially so soon after your son.
How do I do it, though?
You just do.
Zora came home late that night, after a double shift. She startled when she realized I was still up, sitting in the living room with the TV on low.
Hey, how was it with Rosa?
It was good. I needed it.
That's good.
I need you to help me. I don't really know how to do the whole healthy grieving thing, and I'm not sure I can.
but I have to try. For you and Marina.
And for you.
And for me.
Of course I'll help you.
I'm not easy. I know that.
I knew that when I married you. Really. I love you. All of you. And I hate what the depression does to you and how it makes you feel. But that doesn't mean I don't love depressed you.
I know that too. Not once during the ceremony did Zora let go of my hand. And I clung to it like I would float away if she let go. Kim was a very, very lapsed Catholic, but her parents insisted on a priest, a mass, and all that. Terry didn't mind. Terry didn't have very many options, actually, although he drew the line at 40 days of prayer at his house. After, we moved to stand by him in the cemetery. He trembled the whole time, trying to sob as silently as possible. He was the only one wearing long sleeves in the summer heat. Zora kept a hand on his arms. We watched the coffin descend into the ground with a single thought. Kim is in there. The floodgates opened, and tears poured down my face. I glanced over at Zora, and she squeezed my hand. She was crying, too. The three of us sat among the church pews for at least an hour after everyone else had left. Several times, friends and family came over to offer Terry their condolences, and we accepted them on his behalf. He didn't speak almost the whole time until the last mourners, Kim's brother, her parents, and grandparents left.
I don't want to go home.
We'll go with you.
Marina.
She's with Shauna.
Terry took a deep breath and dissolved into tears again. He buried his hands in his hand and howled. What is it with tragedy that makes people want to bring the victim soup? Their fridge was full of it. I closed the door inside. None of us were very hungry anyway. Instead, I let the water on the stove boil and poured us tea. Terry sighed as I handed him a mug, a silent thank you. I'd almost used Kim's number one karate teacher mug until I realized what it was. The three of us sat together on the couch, Terry in the middle. I understood why Terry hadn't wanted to be here. The whole place recalled Kim's life. The photos of the two of them on the walls, the yellow blanket folded on the couch, the broken dining room chair she'd fixed with a hot glue gun and reassembled 2 summers ago. Terry seemed to think along these lines, at least. His eyes jumped from one object to the next, memories leaping out of each. Zora and Terry both turned to look at me. I shrugged and said,
I never went to Asher's grave.
Zora and Terry both turned to look at me. I shrugged and said,
Just thinking.
We'll go. We can go whenever you want.
Yeah.
None of us said anything for a while, and then Terry set his mug on the table.
I keep playing back those last few days. She just looked so sick. She was in so much pain.
She's not anymore.
I would have taken it from her if I could. I would have switched places.
We know. She knew that too.
I keep thinking she's going to be there. When I wake up in the morning, just turning the corner. I keep expecting to see her.
I know. I know. It'll take time.
How much time?
Really? I don't know.
My hand grabbed at the empty space next to me when I woke up and I glanced at the clock. It was 4 a.m, still too early for Zora to be up for work. I pulled a thin sheet around my bare shoulders and tread quietly past Marina's room. I found Zora in the kitchen, leaning against the island counter with her forehead resting on the palm of her hands. She looked up as I got closer.
Hey.
Couldn't sleep?
I didn't mean to wake you.
You didn't. Do you want to talk about it?
I just keep seeing her. I keep seeing her dying. I did something bad, Sadie.
What do you mean?
She was in so much pain.
Zora?
You're gonna hate me.
I could never hate you.
You don't know. You don't know what I did.
I love you, whatever it is.
She shuddered and then collapsed to the floor sobbing. I knelt down next to her and wrapped her in the sheet I wore.
Hey, it's okay. I love you. You're okay.
We stayed like that for a while, until Zora caught her breath and said,
I killed her, Sadie. She wasn't gonna get better. It wasn't going away. And then it was in her brain.
A distant conversation came back to me. Rodney, what had he said about morphine?
You can die from too much of that shit. Your heart stops and you just don't wake up.
Does Terry know?
He wouldn't have done it. He would hate me. Oh, God, Sadie.
It's okay.
I killed her.
It's okay. You're okay. We're going to get through this.